Good morning. Today we've had a little bit of a shorter praise time at the beginning, and we've got some different elements set up here this morning because we've got a special flow to our service today. And we're getting ready for Christmas. It's the Christmas season, and we've got this beautiful nativity here in front of us. But we also have some other symbols up here before us. We're going to have a chance to take communion or the Lord's Supper here at the end of the service, and we'll be talking at the end of the sermon about some of those details. But as we look at this beautiful nativity in front of us, we see the scene that maybe you've heard about before of Jesus coming and being born in Bethlehem. And as we think about that, we think about God saw the problems and the suffering of the world, and his giant solution, his biggest solution was to become a human himself and to come and experience that suffering, brokenness with us. And we're going to be talking today about why did Jesus choose, like what motivated Jesus to come and live here on earth, what motivated Jesus to come and die on the cross. And so I'm going to let Bob and Josh explain a lot of that to us today. But we're all moving towards a moment at the end of the service where each of us is going to get a chance to respond to what Jesus has done for us. So as we talk about it today, have that in your heart too of what is my response to Jesus. So let's pray. God, I thank you that you love us. And you love us more than we could even begin to understand. But I pray today that your Holy Spirit would come to each one of us and let us see as fully as we can how much you love us. Inspire us to respond to you because of that. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to read this scripture to you, and then we're going to talk about it for a second, all right? Here we go. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person somebody might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We'll stop right there just so we can talk about it for a second. And I think that we've heard this talk so much in society that Jesus died on the cross, Jesus died on the cross. I mean, how many times have you heard that? It's just like you might as well be saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It gets to the point where it doesn't mean anything to you anymore. It's just that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And it's much more than that. So today we're going to dig into it a little bit, and I'm going to explain it in a couple minutes the best way I know how. So let's back up here and let's go. God, after God created everything, he created all the heavens and all the earth. He thought, man, you guys are a mess. And so he turned himself into a man in the name of Jesus, and he came to earth. He didn't come to sit on a throne, boss people around. Although he could have, because he is the creator, he is the king. He came here to be spit on, spit in his face, to be smacked around, smacked in his face, to be pushed down, to be mocked, to be ridiculed, to be told, you ain't nobody, you ain't God, you're a liar. This is the creator of the universe, guys. That is being treated like this by his own creation. Why would he do that? Like, why would you? Couldn't you just like do it a different way? It blows my mind to think about this in this fashion. That he came here for this reason, to be belittled and to be tortured. But I think the word he died on the cross is just it just goes over my head, and I don't feel it anymore. But when I dig into it and I understand what really happened, man, and why would you do it for a drug-addicted loser like me? And he knew, you're going to do that, Jesus, and I'm going to look at it and freaking not even care. I'm going to live half my, I don't even care. If this, you know, all the people that, I didn't even care. He knew I wasn't going to care. And he did it anyway. In a world that I've lived in, that's cold, that's dark, that's the furthest thing from any kind of love that this is, when I understood this simple concept of what he did, and I didn't just blow over it and go down the cross, but when I dug into it and I read the gospel of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I understood this, and I spent some time with Jesus and let him open my eyes to what really happened, man. I was broken over my sin. After what you did for me on the cross, like what you really did for me, man, like you did that for me, and I don't even care. When I understood what really happened, man, I changed. I went from doing everything that appeased my flesh. I went from living this life that was just about pleasing me, and I started to change. And since I knew all this kind of love blew me away. I'd never even came close to anything like this before. And I said before, in a world that I lived in, it was so freaking dark and so cold, so just messed up, man. This love was, I didn't even understand what this love was about, man. But it was so foreign to me, man. And it broke my heart that I've been living this way. And I changed and I started wanting to do things for him, man. Like, forget me, man. I was just so broken over the way I lived, man. And I think it's important, man, that we stop, that we look at it and go, he didn't just die on the cross, man. There's so much more to it, man. He was mutilated. He was spit on. He was mocked. He was all this stuff, man. It isn't just about, he died on the cross. Yeah. It's important that we read the Gospels and spend some time with him and let him speak to us and let us open our eyes to what really happened that day.
Amen. Good. Thank you. So one of our goals is to take this from our head to our heart. And Josh is so right. We can go through the motions, but we cheat ourselves if we go through the motions. And so I want to take us a step further to think about this as we get ready to take the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is about the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. And you have a couple of pretty big symbols here before you. You have the Nativity, which is the birth of Christ. But then you have the cross, which symbolizes for us today what he actually went through. This is God himself who so loves us. So how do we go further? Let me ask you to look with me at 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. In that passage, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I can't tell you the number of times people have come to me and said to me, I can't be forgiven for what I did. And they're carrying this burden. I can't be forgiven. Josh talked about the cross and about God's love. And I want to talk about God's forgiveness. It is not your faithfulness that gets you forgiven. It is not your good deeds. It's not the acts that you perform. He is the one who is faithful, and he is the one who is just. His forgiveness for you is just, not because God is some sort of corrupt judge who likes to pardon criminals. God is just because his only son, if I can point to this replica of a cross, his only son suffered on the cross for every sin that has ever taken place on the face of the earth or will take place on the face of the earth. I don't know what it's like to suffer the hell of billions and billions of people, but Jesus did for us. Let that sink in. He is faithful. He is just. He forgives our sins, and he wipes out, he purifies, he cleanses every sin that we have ever committed. And so there have been times when I have listed my sins out on a sheet of paper, and I've knelt down somewhere, and I have recited every one of those before God, and I've said, God, forgive me for this, and forgive me for this, and forgive me of this. And when I get up, back in the old days, I burned them. Now you can put them through a paper shredder. They're gone. There's no trace left of them. That is his mercy for us. So when you come today, and you come bearing a sin, Jake will be talking that in a moment. When you come carrying a sin in your hand to this table, and you put it in that box again, Jake will talk more about that. When you do that, what you are saying is, Lord, I bring this to you to literally be taken care of for all of my life. It's not a bad deal, is it? So let me ask you to look at me to a book passage in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4 says this, another step. He says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. In our baptism just a few moments ago, baptism symbolizes the putting off of the old and the putting on of the new, the death of the old life, the raising to the new life. And it's not just getting wet in a lot of water. It is actually the Spirit of God coming in, the old heart, the heart of stone. Brianna, you probably don't have too much of a heart of stone, but you get old enough, we guys know about it, all right? And so that old heart of stone is removed, and God replaces that by his Spirit in our lives. Put off the old self, which is corrupted by its deceitful desires, be made new in the attitude of your minds, and then do what? Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And so if you can think about our morning, and Jake, again, I hope I'm not stealing too much of his thunder. Jake is going to talk about bringing in a sin and putting it in this box. But then you're going to move from the box to the Lord's Supper, to communion. Could you be saying to the Lord, that's what I wrote on mine in the early service. I said, Lord, I'm giving you my life. I want all of the new life you want me to have. It's in that box right there. We won't read yours, but I read mine, okay? And then I went over next door, and I picked up the bread. And I said, Lord, I want to receive what you have for me. Can you do that? So that's the theme. God loves you. God forgives you. God's here to give you new life. Come and dine. All right? Jake, why don't you go from there?
Yeah, and Bob was getting us started. I want to talk over some of the practical steps that we're about to take, and then tell you a little bit more about why. So we're going to have a time of response here that's going to be longer than our normal time, and the praise team will be up here leading us in worship. But all of you are invited to, you'll have little note cards actually in the pew racks right in front of you. If you're on the front row, you've got little pads with pens. And we're encouraging you guys to think about what is the biggest struggle, the biggest sin, the biggest evil thing that I'm struggling with in my life currently. And for some of you, it might be really easy. Maybe for some of you, you think, well, I'm just going to fill out this entire card and I need more room. For some of you, you might think, well, I don't really know what to put. I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. But you'll come down the middle aisles here, and we've got boxes at the foot of the cross here, and they've got a little hole in the front. And you can fold up your paper, whatever you want to do. We're not going to read them, but you can put them here in this box. And then we're going to have deacons here. And there's going to be bread, and there's going to be juice. Why bread and why juice? Well, Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed and that he died on the cross the next day, his final meal with his disciples, he used as a symbol that he started a tradition for us to continue to do to remember the death that he died for us. And he said, here's bread, this is like my body, take and eat it. And he says, and here's wine, or here's juice, actually, what we'll have today, drink it. And he talked about that this is like his blood that was poured out for us. So his body was broken for us, his blood was spilt for us. Why do we eat it? What is that about? Well, it's a physical step, but it's also a spiritual step for us to take as Christians, that we say, I want to take Jesus' death and his sacrifice. I want to take it inside of me and carry it with me, have it be a part of me. Because when I carry around Jesus' death, then I can let Jesus live through me. When I remember the sacrifice that he made, then I can walk with him in new life. When we've really seen how much Jesus loves us, it's going to change us. That's what Bob was talking about. And for some of us in the room, you might hesitate that anyone can really forgive you or love you after the things that you've done. But the verses we were reading in Romans are really clear that Jesus sees us all as sinners, and it's not that we've done anything good to deserve to be saved. It's that Jesus loves us, that Jesus loves you no matter what betrayal or hurt that you've caused, that Jesus is ready today to accept you. Others of us, you might think, I've heard all this before, I've already talked to Jesus, you know, my whole life, and prayed a lot of prayers. Maybe you don't even know what to put on your card. You think, I've got things pretty well together. I haven't murdered anybody, or I'm not addicted to drugs or something like that. Well, just yesterday I was reminded of my own sinfulness. It's so easy for those of us who have been at church for a few years for pride to just slip in unaware and just come in and take hold of you. And it comes out in little moments. Yesterday my wife and I were out running some errands, and at the time I didn't even realize it, but I said some stuff and I acted in a certain way that showed, because I thought about it hurt her feelings, and then I had to think about, well, why did I hurt her feelings? I realized I was carrying this attitude that I knew best. And even when I looked at, really at myself, I thought that I was best, even as evil as that sounds. Like this very prideful attitude that, like, I know what we should do, and we're just going to do it. And we don't really need to listen to or consider other options. And where did that come from? It's because I'm sinful. And if you look in your own heart today, and if you're really honest, you'll see there's sin inside each one of us. There's something in each one of us that's evil, that hurts people we care about, that acts in a way that we're ashamed of later when we really think about it. If you really look at that, you'll think, oh gosh, that's terrible. And you might feel really guilty about it. Well, today, this morning, in the first service, when I came down and put that in the box and I prayed about it, I realize God isn't expecting us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and just solve all of our problems. God wants us to lay that sin out and bare and say, it's ugly and dirty. Here it is, though, Jesus. Save me from it. We don't have to fix ourselves. Jesus will forgive us. And then when we take these new elements, it's about, Jesus, I want to accept the new life you have for me. I want to start walking in it. Today we'll have Bob and Josh, and I will be in the back, and others too who are normally praying down here. If you want to come and pray with us, you can do that. But I encourage you to come forward, to lay your sins at the foot of the cross, to come and take the elements. You can eat the bread right away. You can drink the juice right away. There's a little trash can right there. It's different than we normally do the Lord's Supper, but wanting to give you guys each a chance to individually respond today. If it's hard for you to come down and walk down the aisle to get up here, we're going to have a couple deacons that'll be going up and down the aisle here. So you can just put your hand up and they'll come and serve you the elements. But again, if you can just come right down the middle aisle, and then you can exit and get back to your pew around the sides here. So I'm going to open us in prayer and hand things off to the worship team. Please respond to this love that Jesus has for us. Jesus, I thank you for loving us even when we were hopeless, even when we were powerless and evil. Jesus, today we want to come, and in a new way we want to experience you. We want to lay our sins before you and take hold of new life with you. Jesus, come and be with us. Amen.